All right, it's 11:38 on this Labor Day Monday morning. My name is Joanne Brakes. I'm happily filling in for my good friend Elias Makos on the Elias Makos Show here on CJAD 800. And we've been talking about all things labor this morning, all things Labor Day, all things work, and Valérie Plante and the city's role in all of this. And the big question for many of us is, can the downtown economy, can the economy in general here in Montreal survive this pandemic? And what does it mean for workers? Helping us make sense of all of this is Moshe Lenner, who's a professor of economics at Concordia University. Professor, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
My pleasure.
So there, a lot of people are talking about Valérie Plante's recent statement urging Montrealers to get back to the downtown core. She was quoted as saying the city center normally moves at the rhythm of thousands of workers, and we're looking at numbers of 25%. So they had initially asked for 25% of workers to come back, but only 5 to 10% have come back to the downtown core. What does that mean for that specific economy? Is it in trouble? Do you think people will flock back, even if it's just for 25%?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're in a lot of trouble now. And until there's a vaccine or a way to get past social distancing requirements, they're going to be in a lot of trouble. Don't forget that, you know, with every office tower that's sitting empty, think about all of the ancillary, like the Starbucks and the Van Hoos
right.
that are now sitting also empty as well. And all of the shops in the Réseau that are now without customers and restaurants that don't have people showing up for lunch. So it's an entire knock-on effect that's just turning that into a ghost town. And then add to it, of course, that starting tomorrow, all universities are up and running, and they're all running from home with no students there. You're missing out on about 100,000 students
right.
Between McGill and Concordia that are gone.
So let's talk about that, Professor Lander, Professor of Economics at Concordia University. Let's talk about what's missing, right? You just said the students won't be downtown. The mayor also pointed to the fact that we didn't have a tourist season this year, and the workers. Now, those three elements, right, the workers, the students, and the tourists, you take that away, how long, economically speaking, can the downtown core survive, you know, this hit, this kind of a hit?
Well, I mean, it depends, right? If you're talking about one of the little shops in the old city that is dependent on tourists, right, they're not going to last long because that's their entire business. They've now lost an entire season that they can't recover. It's not like you can have two tourist seasons next summer. So
right.
They're going to find it very difficult. Big chains like Starbucks that have thousands and thousands of branches, not just in the downtown, but spread across the city, they're probably going to be able to withstand it longer. So it's kind of a function of just how reliant are you exclusively on downtown that's going to dictate how long you can withstand no business.
So the city did, though, invest about $20 million to help with economic relief to some of these businesses. Some of this translated into, you know, breaks on rent. Some of it, you know, was tax breaks. What, economically speaking, can a city do to help its core, to help its downtown core, to help its businesses survive this kind of a pandemic? Because, you know, this isn't something that's happened. So, you know, we're living in a moment in history. So this isn't something I don't think that economists have sort of had an opportunity to study time and time again. Is there something that can be done concretely to sort of stop the bleed right now?
There is, and you said it, it's a moment in history. So you're right. I mean, we don't have a lot of economics history to draw on there. But what we do tend to see is that when these moments present themselves, you have one of two options. One is that you can either try and resist the change that's going to come, or you can try and find a way to accommodate it. And I think that what was disappointing with the mayor's statement was that she clearly seems to be trying to resist the change that's going to come. The fact is that on some level, the world is going to be different going forward. Even with a vaccine, Dr. Tam was saying in a press conference last month that we could be finding ourselves in this situation for a few years to come still. So, you know, at this point, then this is the moment then to reimagine what that downtown looks like. Now, the mayor has done some of it in, you know, claiming some of the streets on St. Catherine and turning it into pedestrian walkways and trying to allow
that's upset the businesses as well, though, right? Because the businesses say, well, we need cars to come park downtown so they'll shop. So it's a bit of a rock and a hard place, economically speaking.
Absolutely. And so you need to refigure then, how are you going to get people permanently down there? And so one of the things that I've been suggesting is take a lot of these office towers that are going to be sitting empty for a foreseeable future and maybe start thinking about retrofitting them into residential space. Mm. Everybody's complaining about how unaffordable housing is. If you can get people that are permanently living there, then all of a sudden those businesses can become maybe sustainable, even in a social distancing sort of way, because there's going to be a constant din of people around there 24 hours, 7 days a week.
But Professor Lander, again, professor of economics at Concordia University, when you say that, it does sound like a great idea on paper, but, you know, downtown prices for to live downtown, rents skyrocketing, right? That won't be accessible to all people. So, you know, there's a recent number saying that many Montrealers have left the city and are going to the suburbs. It's going to be a hard sell to get more people downtown if something isn't done in terms of rental prices, in terms of making living downtown more accessible. Is that viable, economically speaking? If I own an office tower and I say, you know what, the floors are empty, I'm going to turn them into residential units. How feasible is that without having to drop the rent significantly?
So you don't necessarily have to drop the rent significantly, but it's going to come down incrementally, right? So you exactly made my point there, which is the reason why it's so expensive to live downtown is it's just a basic kind of supply and demand sort of story.
Right.
If there's no real housing downtown, but there's huge pent-up demand for that housing, then that's what drives rents sky high,
yeah,
so to speak. But if all of a sudden you start retrofitting those places, it's not that you're going to now see all our affordable housing problems are solved, but it's now going to bring a tremendous amount of housing online into the downtown market. All of a sudden, those rents aren't going to be as high as they were, and people that were at the margin thinking about, yeah, maybe I need to move to the West Island or Laval, start saying, you know what, there's a good infrastructure downtown, and now there's actually a reasonably affordable place to live. I kind of like the option.
You like the option. Do you think, Professor Lander, that we are going to be able to bounce back? Do you think that there is hope for the downtown economy? Maybe not in the short term, but maybe in the long term.
No.
Big question in a little time, yeah.
So I'm living in my fantasy world. I recognize that. And I guess that's what comes in the ivory tower. But no, I think that they're in a lot of trouble here. And I think what we're going to see is that a lot of businesses are going to be shaken out and not survive this. And so it's really going to be a function of it's going to get a lot worse before it gets better. And, you know, in the absence of a quick solution to our health issues, the economic problems are just going to linger for years.
Professor Lander, again, a professor of economics at Concordia University. It reminds me of what my mom, may she rest in peace, used to say to me all the time. You have nothing if you don't have your health. If you can't have your health, you can't have a strong economy either. Thank you so much for taking the time this morning, and have a great Monday.
My pleasure, and great chatting to you again.